most of you probably don't. My name is Owen Sigley. This is my wife, Wendy. Before I read the letter here, I just want to kind of give a brief testimony of my time here at Faith Community. I first started going to Faith Community, 10-plus years ago, I think, back when Philip Wood was the pastor here. And I actually was baptized in this church. Soon after that, I started coming here and actually ended up meeting Wendy, and we started dating here. We dated for about a year, and I actually proposed to her. A few of you might have been here for that. Proposed to her right up here in front of everyone right after a service one day. Philip Wood was one of the pastors who married us here. So I think it's fitting that we left briefly, then came back. And I think it's fitting that we're having our boys dedicated in this church here as well. So we just want to praise the Lord for that and just thank you for being here with us. But here's my letter that I've written, or that Wendy and I have written to our sons. So Wyatt and Hunter, there are certainly things in this world that you do not know about until you experience them firsthand. One of those things that your mother and I didn't fully understand was unconditional love. We discovered that love the day you, Wyatt, entered our lives. And then we discovered that unconditional love can expand, and it has no limits when you, Hunter, entered our lives almost 2 years later. We have been blessed by Jesus with you two as our sons. It's because that we are blessed by you and by Jesus that we want to bless you in return. In the Bible, there is a priest named Aaron, and Aaron was the first priest of Israel, and he was their high priest. God told Aaron that whenever he blesses Israel with a special blessing, God himself would bless them. This is that blessing, and is the blessing by which your mother and I bless you today. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Number 624 through 26. Lastly, much of what God promises us, he did through a covenant. So today, your mother and I make a covenant to you before the Lord Jesus. First, we promise to point you to him in all things, and we promise to raise you in Christ, because he is worth so much more than this world has to offer. Second, we promise to be there for you whenever you need us. We promise to protect you, and we promise to always love you. We love you both, Mom and Dad.
Congregation, would you stand with us, please? Are there elders in the service? Brian? I'm going to ask Brian and Marshall. We're going to lay hands on these boys. You as a church also have a covenant this morning to make, and that is that you will do everything in your power to be an example and to come alongside these parents and pray for them. Dr. Dobson wrote a book. I love the title. Parenting's not for cowards. Amen? Is it true? Yeah, it's the greatest responsibility you'll ever have, but it's the greatest privilege and honor. And so we join with Owen and Wendy in this act of dedication for their sons. It doesn't guarantee anything. It's just marking them. We're marking them and saying, we believe this is a gift from God, and we will do our part to raise them. The Bible says to, if you raise your children in the way, when they are old, they will not apart from it. But in the original language, it's unique. It says, raise up your children according to their bent. God already packaged these boys with something. We get to unwrap it and raise them according to that bent. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. Amen? Amen. But I'm going to ask you to pray, brother, and we're going to lay hands on these boys. Would you join us? Reach your hands in this direction as we pray together.
Thank you, Father. I just want to briefly say, too, yes, that 20 years ago or more, I had Owen as a little junior high student. and so it's a
hallelujah
privilege to have grandparents here today.
Jesus.
I feel like a grand teacher as well. It's good.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you, Father.
Father God, we thank you for this family that seeks to love and honor you. And we thank you for the precious gift of life you've given them in these two children that they are custodians of. Lord, we give them to you today, that you may dwell in them, that they may learn about you through these wonderful parents.
Thank you, Father.
And that they would learn to seek your face and trust in you. We ask that you would enable and empower this family and us as a body in supporting
Thank
them.
You.
In pointing the way to you in everything that they do and say. We love them, and we dedicate them to you in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Would you put your hands together? Praise the Lord. Let's just stay right here for a minute. Frank, can you come take a picture right here so we can put in the folder? Great. We're actually going to get this picture and put it in the folder. Okay, you ready? Good job. Good job. Grandparents, I'm going to give you these certificates. There you go. God bless you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Wow. Wow. No greater honor, no greater privilege. We're going to have some more dedications coming up real quick, so be ready. Isn't it exciting? That's the life flow. Well, we're going to ask, what's your name? Frank, to come here real quick. Give us some announcements. Thank you, brother.